Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, April 29th, 2016. I am your host, Adam Paulus. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was The Jungle Book with $61.5 million. The Huntsman: Winter's War was number two with $19.4 million. Barbershop: The Next Cut, number three, $10.5 million. Zootopia, $6.5 million at number four. And rounding out the top five was The Boss with $6.2 million. New this week, Keanu, Mother's Day, Ratchet & Clank, and others in limited release. In the news, we got some news for you this week. Comcast, NBC Universal, bought DreamWorks Animation for $3.8 billion. Netflix is doing Watership Down, so there you go, kids. And for grown-ups who don't want to watch rabbits tear each other to shreds, Wet Hot American Summer is getting its 10 years later reunion show in 2017. ABC is adding Match Game to its upcoming slate of game show revivals. The host will be Alec Baldwin. Stephen Merchant joined Hugh Jackman for Wolverine 3 as somebody. We don't know who yet. Alicia Vikander, might be pronouncing that wrong, is Lara Croft in the new Tomb Raider movie. She was also the robot in Ex Machina, which was pretty great. And you probably, if you haven't seen it yet, the two male leads are the guy that plays Hux and the guy that plays Poe in the new Star Wars movie, so it's worth a look. On Kickstarter this week, two exciting projects are up. One is the band Freeze Pop of Amplitude and other video game fame. It has a new album and it got funded, and it's really close to meeting its first stretch goal for a vinyl record release. So you can see that. Also, Creative Beast, a guy who does sculpting for NECA and Hasbro and other companies, Pacific Rim, Star Wars, Jurassic Park, and whatnot, is doing a line of 1/6 scale raptors that are pretty cool, and they actually have feathers, so you're not going to see a lot of that kind of thing yet. So check that out. Fox has issued a statement that they're skipping Comic-Con Hall H this year because apparently people viewing, sharing, and enjoying their marketing materials is not what they intended to do by putting marketing materials in front of 100,000 people, I guess. The actual speculation in the press is that there's nothing to show, which seems a little bit more accurate, but hey, whatever. Human beings like these things, and it's 2015, 2016, and you know, it's going to happen. If you have 100,000 people in an area, they're going to take a picture. Kmart and Sears announced additional store closures. You can check Kmart and Sears' website for more in the press release areas. Nearly 70 Kmarts and 10 Sears will close this year, which is actually quite sad. Sears was big, like big. If you're around for a long time, you might know this, but Sears, before there was a Walmart, was how most people got their stuff. You had to order from a catalog, JCPenney or Montgomery Ward as well. But Sears had toy exclusives when nobody else had toy exclusives. It was huge. And Kmart was really big in the 70s, and before, of course. But they were a big retail presence in the United States, and one of the big toy accounts up until really the 2000s. And now there's a lot less of them, and I'm going to miss them, because I buy food, I buy underpants and socks, just like any normal person. Well, most normal people. The people who don't buy underwear are probably a lot more exciting than I am. But those are going away. Here, where I live, we're down to one Kmart, and we used to have a ton. I mean, there was one near where my wife lived. There was one near where I lived. There were one near one of the places I used to work. They were all over town. And I'd say within about a half an hour, we've got one. Two if I drive a little bit more than a half an hour. So it's a changing landscape, but most people won't know the difference. So go visit a retail store today, but buy all your toys at Entertainment Earth because I need to eat. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Held over by popular demand, the Funko sale is still on. Now 1,400 items are buy one, get one 40% off. You got to check these out. The sale ends very soon. You can get Pop Vinyl figures, Reaction figures, Hikari, all kinds of stuff. Buy one, get one, 40% off. Even though it's April, birthdays are coming up, graduations are coming up, Father's Day, Mother's Day, Christmas and Halloween. Maybe it's a little early for that, but you can still get them now. Why not? In toy news, as of Friday morning, this is a warning that the website for U.S. toy maker Maisto has been compromised and is putting out ransomware through Flash Java, Internet Explorer, and Silverlight. As such, you might want to make sure that all of your software is up to date this weekend, and it should help to not get exploited, but there's always new exploits, and this is one of many sites that might be compromised out there, but this is one of the first times a major toy maker site has been confirmed to have a problem. Some interesting Transformers artwork got out this week for what may well be 2017 toys. Due to the nature of these items and how the information was distributed, please consult your favorite toy and Transformers news site for additional details, and stand by to Entertainment Earth if and when such things come to fruition and are available for pre-order. A couple of Titans Return items are up right now with Blaster and Power Master Optimus Prime. I pre-ordered both because, of course, I did. I love Transformers. Onel Designs Glios will have another release Friday night. That's April 29th, or tonight, if you happen to hear it today. Check out those at oneldesign.com. It's one of the few independent toy makers with regular releases. And the funny thing is, depending on which year, I think the number of figures they put out a year are now greater than they're probably putting out for an average Hasbro line, which is a strange thing to see, but it shows the power of having a couple of guys work on a small line without competing toy lines for your dollars. Just one line. Marvel Pinmates went up from Biff Bang Pow. These little people are small wooden figures with a glossy finish modeled after numerous licenses. There was a giveaway Batman at Toy Fair. I have one on my desk. I quite like it. It's been on my computer monitor since I got back. Theoretically, we've got a lot coming, but right now, as of today, Marvel were added. There are three flavors of Deadpool. Also Black Cat, a couple of different Spider-Man, Carnage, Venom, Doc Ock. More are coming. $4.99 each. They're due starting in July, and you can order them right now. And there are plans for a lot of them. DC, Star Trek, KISS, other licenses that are not yet at liberty to be discussed, but there's a lot of stuff coming. So if you want a cheap collectible figure that looks like a retro toy, I defy you to find a better one for the price. I just don't think it's out there. So take a look. Order one is all I'm saying. We also have some new items arriving that, oh, this one already sold out. The Jurassic World Dino Hybrid Tyrannosaurus Rex. Due to the interesting aspects of the toy industry and how some toys are sold and ordered, we got in a bunch, and now we don't have any. If someone cancels their order, maybe we'll have some. But you should order one for our next shipment. It is a big green dinosaur with fins on his back, and we'll talk about it on the Toy of the Week podcast probably next week. I've got one here. He just arrived, but he's still in his box, so he's not ready to play yet. New pre-orders this week? Oh man, we got some good ones. The Aliens, that's an S, Reaction 3¾-inch Retro Action Figure 3-Pack is up because of Alien Day on April 26th. This is a set with Ripley, a Power Loader, and an Alien Queen in what Kenner may have made as action figures in the 1980s. I ordered one. It's great. It looks great. I saw the prototype up close, and I was very impressed, and I'm like, oh, it's got to be like 40, 50 bucks. It's 30. 30 bucks, which is a lot less than I would have expected, so cross my fingers, it's going to be awesome. We also added the DC Comics Batgirl by Babs Tarte statue. Looks great. We received the Nightmare Before Christmas Select Jack Skellington Series 1 action figure. I think that was a reorder. And just this morning, we posted from Quantum Mechanics the Supernatural Devil's Trap Indoor Doormat. It's basically a rug. It looks really cool. I saw the prototype for one at Toy Fair. And just so no one calls me out for being a poser, I just want to say, ain't no poser. I don't watch the show, but this is a really nifty rug, and collectible rugs or licensed rugs aren't something you see every day. So it's always exciting to see something new and different. And Supernatural has, I've seen the orders, a very loyal fan following. people love this show. So if you know somebody who likes Supernatural and they got too many toys and you're like, I want to buy them something, look at the rug. It's $15. As of now, I have to say subject to change because prices change. That's true on anything that we sell. You never know if someone tomorrow increases the cost on us. Or rather, we don't know. So that's why we let you know. But for the time being, $14.99, spectacular deal for a thing you can put your shoes on. But maybe you want to keep it clean and not put your shoes on it. So, yes, I had to re-record the last part of the show because of reasons. And I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. You can and should follow us on Twitter at EntEarth. Our blog is at news.entertainmentearth.com. We've got a Facebook. We've got a newsletter. We send out print catalogs like they used to do back in the day, 4 times a year with toys, statues, collectibles, apparel, other things that if you listen through this podcast and you understood anything I was talking about, you would enjoy if you're not already getting it. I assume you are already getting it. If you're not getting it, place an order from us. We'll send you one. You can also call us up, and I think we charge a teensy tiny fee to put you on the mailing list if you're not already ordering stuff. Otherwise, you should just be getting it for free from us. And you should just be getting it for free from us. Why not buy yourself a toy? You're worth it. You worked hard this week. What else are you going to do? Anyway, I guess I'm pretty much done. So I will see you next time, and have a lovely weekend.